Well, I better get going. Your show's almost on.
It's officially overtime.
Sounds like a freak of nature to me.
Yeah, can't wait to meet him.
Overtime with Lee Patterson, the only live local radio sports talk show in the Gila Valley.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
And now, here's your host for Overtime, Lee Patterson.
That hard to turn the knobs?
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Overtime. I am Lee Patterson. Thanks for joining us today on a soggy, rainy day in the Gila Valley as the storm system moves through. It's, you know, we don't get any rain for a long time and then we get all the rain at the same time, right? And now on to moving on to what we are here for, high school sports, college sports. We have got a lot to talk about today, and I wanted to start it off with, if you follow me on social media, you probably already saw that, and if you don't follow me on social media, shame on you. Overtime with Lee Patterson on Facebook, RadioGuyAZ99 on Twitter, but we're starting a new feature on the website. We're going to call it Where Are They Now? And on my social media, on Facebook, I shared the link to fill out the Where Are They Now form and be featured in the series. So if you played any sport at any Gila Valley high school, I'm Gila Valley meaning Graham County and Greenlee County. I count Duncan and Morenci in our coverage area. So in any of those or at Eastern Arizona College, any time in the past, and would like to update everybody on what you've done since they knew you as an athlete. I just think it's a fun, it really triggered me to do this when I saw, you know, that we've got two former Gila Valley football players that are both starting at Utah State. Then I saw that another Gila Valley athlete is leading all in Division III in tackles for losses. And, you know, it'd be fun to see. And then the other night at an EAC volleyball game, I ran into an old EAC football player that played when I was going to school at Eastern Arizona College. And we got to catch up. And I'm like, you know what? It would be cool, you know, to let everybody know what others are up to since they were athletes here in the Gila Valley. You know, some have great careers. Some have big families. Some have done some great things in life other than athletics. So if you go to specifically right now, my Overtime page on Facebook, you could see the link and be able to fill that out and be featured on the Where Are They Now series that we're going to do, combination on social media and on GilaValleyCentral.net. And you know what? If it goes wild, well, maybe we'll turn it into a radio feature too. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. What a good week of football last week. What a crazy week of football last week. And we're going to jump right into it here on Overtime. What is going on? We'll start with 3A football scores from last week here. All 3A scores from last week. Washington beat Moorgate Catholic 43-2. Paradise Honors beat Dysart 53-21. These are Thursday night games. Pima beat Morenci 19-16 in what a great football game. I mean, that game had everything in it, right? Everything in it that you wanted in a football game. There was drama. There was back and forth. There was great plays. There was turnovers. What a great football game. And in overtime, Pima wins it 19-16 to stay undefeated against Morenci. Against Morenci to stay undefeated on this season. And now Pima's schedule hits the easy side. Those first 3 weeks, tough. Now it hits the easy slide. And I think if Pima's got some injuries, I think they'll be able to get some of those evened out over the next couple of weeks. River Valley beat COFA 60-0, and Valley Christian beat Seton Catholic 44-7. Friday night, last Friday night, 3A football games. It was last week and this week are the 3A, 4A crossover games. And I felt like 3A held their own against the 4A opponents that they had last week that played them. Winslow beat 4A Flagstaff 14-13. ALA Ironwood beat 4A Sierra Linda 27-20 in overtime. ALA West Foothills beat 4A Peoria 28-14. 4A Arcadia beat Benjamin Franklin 31-14. 4A Mingus beat Blue Ridge 28-27 in a tight one. The 3A Tempe beat 4A Carl Hayden 36-8. Maryvale beat Chino Valley 35-31. Coconino over Payson 42-3. That's the first 4A 3A blowout in this round of games. Coolidge beat 4A Combs 36-14. Vista Grande beat 3A Crisman 43-0, but Crisman is a brand new school just getting started. Marcos Deniza over Fountain Hills 58-24. Gilbert Christian beat 4A Kingman 44-0. Mojave beat 4A Lake Havasu 42-0. Lee Williams did beat up on Wickenburg 43-0. 4A Micah Mountain beat Sabino 49-7. 3A Safford beat 4A Rincon 49-17. That game, Safford scored everywhere they could in that game. They really played well offensively in that game over at Rincon. Florence beat Santan Foothills 26-20. Snowflake beat Sholo 55-7. Thatcher beat Round Valley 22-20. And I went and watched that game on the sidelines. That's the first time I've watched a high school football game from the sidelines in years. 10, 12, 15 years probably. It was a fun environment. It was fun to remember what that is like to be back down on the sidelines. But then I also got the video of the last second field goal attempt by Round Valley to try to win that game. And when I saw it in person as it flew over, I was like, nope, that didn't make it. Then you watch that video about 20 times, and about half the times you go, well, did it make it? But those officials had to call it in real time. And if I was the officials that night, I would have called the same way. It didn't look like the ball ever got to the goalpost. It looked like it stayed out of the goalpost the entire way. But here's another nugget of information that will probably stir up some. Those are junior college goalposts. They are about 3 feet narrower than high school goalposts. So if those were high school goalposts, would that have been a good field goal? We don't. It feels like maybe. I mean, it was that close. But also, high school goalposts don't extend that far up, so it still would have been a little hard to tell if that went in or not. But nonetheless, Thatcher wins it 22-20. It's a week after you feel like they got hosed at the end of the game. And then the next week, the football gods say, here's one back. Ganado beat Tuba City 52-0. Window Rock beat Valley Sanders 34-6. Yunker over Odyssey Institute 50-15. And Push Ridge beat Yuma 38-14 in that game. 2A football scores from Friday night. Zuni, New Mexico over Hopi 18-14. Glendale Prep beat Arate Prep 45-20. Arizona Lutheran beat Camp Verde 56-36. Benson beat Shadow Mountain 38-34. Catalina over ALA Anthem South 30-20. And I was thoroughly confused what Anthem South is. Anthem South is Florence. That makes no sense. Chandler Prep over Miami 56-21. Cortez over Antelope Union 34-7. Tombstone beat Globe 43-6. Lake Mead Christian Academy Nevada beat Kingman Academy 70-3. Madison Highland over Highland Prep 40-14. Palo Verde beat Coronado 61-0. Pinon over San Carlos 47-8. Mountainside beat San Pasqual 62-6. Santa Cruz beat Bisbee 42-0. Phoenix Christian over Sequoia Pathway 56-6. St. John Paul II beat Gray Hill Academy 54-0. St. John's beat Holbrook 25-16. Scottsdale Prep beat Trivium Prep 37-28. Tonopah Valley got a 1-0 forfeit victory over Valley Lutheran. Santan Charter beat Veritas Prep 35-28. Now, eight-man games. The Cibicue Fort Thomas game was canceled. Hayden beat Tempe Prep 66-6. Rock Point and Joe City were canceled. Salome over Maryvale 72-0. Maryvale Prep, Ray beat Superior 36-26. Salmon Well beat Desert Heights Prep 45-30. St. David over Duncan 45-14. Valley Union picked up a win over Anthem Prep 56-27. And Baghdad beat Williams 27-12 on Friday night. That moves us to this week's games. In, you know what, we'll do 1A and then we'll take a break. So this is eight-man games this week. Ray at Baba Kivri. Desert Heights Prep is at Baghdad. Cicero Prep and Cibicu was canceled. El Capitan at Joe City. Hayden at Lincoln Prep. St. David is at Mugion. Anthem Prep at Mojave Accelerated. Maryvale Prep at North Phoenix Prep. Fredonia and Rock Point has been canceled. Valley Union is at San Manuel. And Fort Thomas is at Tempe Prep. And in that game, Fort Thomas and Tempe Prep, this will be the only the six times those two teams have played each other. The series started in 2004. Tempe Prep owns the overall series 4-1. Fort Thomas won that first game in 2004. Will Hinton was the head coach that day. And they beat Tempe Prep, I believe it was 44-0 in that opening game. But Tempe Prep has won four straight since then. When we come back, we're going to talk about Cal Preps, which I wish was the standard in power rankings in every state, but specifically in Arizona. Cal Preps does a really nice job of ranking teams. We're going to talk about how they've power ranked the state of Arizona in 2A and 3A. And we'll do that. Yeah, after our commercial break, we'll pay some bills, come back, talk some more sports. Thanks for listening to Overtime. We'll be back right after this.
Some things are better together, like burgers and fries.
Welcome back to Overtime. Lee Patterson with you. Thanks for joining us on a rainy Wednesday afternoon here in the Gila Valley. As we mentioned, as we teased before the break, we are going to talk about Cal Preps for a second. Cal Preps is a website that for a lot of years has been ranking California high school football. They've expanded to, I think, all the states now, and they power rank everybody. And theirs is based on records against everybody. So it's a nationwide algorithm that ranks everybody in the state. So I decided I'm going to use their rankings today when we talk about next week's scores. They do not rank eight-man football. They do power rank them, but they do not do predictions. So we didn't do the power rankings on the eight-man, but these are power rankings through Cal Preps. In no way do these translate over to AIA. AIA's rankings won't come out till the 26th. So these are the only rankings we have as of right now, and they're pretty accurate. They've, for the last several years, I've been following them, and their end-of-the-year stuff is pretty accurate. Their top 16 pretty much get into the playoffs every year. So this is what they show in 2A football this year. Number 24, Kingman Academy, is at number 32, Antelope. Number 37, Catalina, at number 20, Bisbee. Number 25, Highland Prep, at number 26, Cortez. Number 17, Phoenix Christian, at number 19, Glendale Prep. Number 39, Pinon, is at number 51, Mini Farms. Number 22, Globe, at number 30, Miami. Number 5, Camp Verde, is at number 40, Mountainside. Number 34, Altice, at number 48, at San Carlos. Number 33, Arete Prep, is at number 10, Santa Cruz. Valley Christian at Scottsdale Christian. That's an intriguing one. That is, I think that's 3A number 2 and 2A number 2. Valley Christian and Scottsdale Christian. Madison Highlands, number 25. They'll be at number 16, Scottsdale Prep. Number 49, San Pasquale, at number 31, St. John Paul II. Number 38, Palo Verde, is at number 12, Tanca Verde. Number 13, Benson, at number 6, Tombstone. Number 28, Trivium Prep, at number 7, Tonopah. Number 47, Coronado, is at number 35, Valley Lutheran. And number 43, ALA Anthem South, is at number 8, Wilcox, in 2A. And on Saturday, if you didn't see the game change note and you're a Pima fan, this will be a surprise to you. The Pima St. John's game is at 6 o'clock Saturday this week. 6 o'clock Saturday in St. John's this week. It's number 1 Pima at number 15 St. John's. So Cal Prep has Pima number one. I think any rankings has Pima number one in 2A, but Cal Prep's, who is the most comprehensive, has Pima number one this week. In 3A, number 36, Borgate is at number 13, Benjamin Franklin. Number 34, Window Rock at number 31, Chan Lee. Number 19, ALA Ironwood at number 17, Coolidge. Number 32, Chrisman at number 15, Gilbert Christian. Number 20, Dysart is at 4A Greenway. And the number one team in 3A right now, per Cal Preps, Mojave. They will be at number 26, Kingman. Number 30, Yuma at number 37, Kofa in their cross-town battle. Number 25, Page is at number 27, Monument Valley. Number 18, Blue Ridge at number 5, Morenci. So Cal Preps has Morenci as the number 5 overall team in 3A right now as they host their first high school football game this season, and it will be on that brand-new turf field. We'll be there in a couple. We'll be there next week. I'm excited to be up there next week to see that new field. Number 23, Tempe at number 24, Odyssey Institute. Number 29, Fountain Hills is number 14, Payson. Number 9, Florence at 4A Rio Rico. 4A Post and Butte is at number 12, Round Valley. And the game, our game of the week, is number 10, Sabino at number 11, Safford. That's going to be a great football game. Should be a great football game. We've had some good ones this year. We'll dig into that one a little bit later. 4A Apache Junction is at number 22, Santan Foothills. Number 4, Paradise Honors at number 7, Sholo. Should be a great matchup in 3A. Number 16, River Valley at number 28, Wickenburg. Number 33, Ganado at number 21, Winslow. And number 8, Thatcher at 4A Yuma Catholic. Number 2, 4A Yuma Catholic. So the Thatcher Eagles. So everybody in 3A, Morenci, Safford, Thatcher, all in the top 10. According to Max Preps. That's not, I mean, I really like their comprehensive algorithm. I think it's really in depth. And they even do predictions. So starting this week, Cal Preps predicts every 2A and 3A, 2A through 6A football game in the state of Arizona. I've highlighted a couple of our games. They even predict the score. But what's more important on the Cal Preps website is the percentage of win. So as the margin of victory they predict gets bigger, obviously they're higher the percentage that they are confident that's going to happen. The first local game is in the 2A, Pima at St. John's. They predict Pima to win 50-0 over St. John's and a greater than 99% chance that is the final outcome. I mean, that's a pretty big margin of victory. The other one, Sabino at Safford. Get this. They predict Safford to win 35-31 over Sabino, and they are 60% confident that is going to be the outcome. 35-31 Safford over Sabino is what Cal Preps is predicting. Blue Ridge at Morenci. Morenci 31, Blue Ridge 13. 87% confident with that final score projection is Cal Preps. AOLA Anthem South and Wilcox, 56-0 in favor of Wilcox. They are greater than 99% chance that will be the outcome. And Thatcher at Yuma Catholic, they've got Yuma Catholic winning 28-6 with a 92% projection percent. They are 92% sure that is going to be the outcome. It's a really cool website. If you're a stat nerd, you can get a lot of information out of the Cal Preps website. I wish that those rankings would be introduced somewhere in the AIA algorithm as well. I just think theirs is more in-depth, has some deeper. So, anyways, let's look at some of the matchups this week. I posted these on social media early this week. This will only be the second meeting ever between Blue Ridge and Morenci in high school football. The only other meeting came in 1983, and that was a Blue Ridge victory. Pima and St. John's first met in 2016. They've played four times since then. St. John's owns a 3-1 overall record. Yuma Catholic and Thatcher first met in 2003. They have played seven times since then, and Yuma Catholic owns the 5-2 record in that one. Thatcher last win came in the 2013 regular season over Yuma Catholic. And Safford and Sabino have played seven times, starting since 2015. Sabino owns the 6-1 record over that. The last win, the only win for Safford, came in the 2019 regular season on the last game of the year at Sabino. And then the very next week, Sabino came to Safford in the first round of the playoffs and got their last win, or they got the win in that as well. So that is this week's matchups. We'll be at Safford-Sabino Friday night at Bulldog Stadium over the Open Loop Energy pregame show at 6:45, kickoff at 7 o'clock here on KATO, also on GilaValleyCentral.net. Big listen live button you can click now over there. Let's quickly look at the standings for football in 3A. The 3A South is a little, the way that the AIA ranks is based on tiebreakers. So nobody has played a 3A South game yet. The Safford Sabino game will be the first one this week. So the winner of the Safford Sabino game will technically move to the top of the 3A South because they go off a region head-to-head first, then conference, and then overall. So right now, Pusch Ridge sits atop the 3A South with a 3-0 conference record. Morenci and Sabino are tied for second with a 2-0 conference record. Thatcher is 2-2, and Safford is 1-1. But that is, it's still a little early for there. In the 3A Central, Florence sits atop there. 3A Metro East, it is Valley Christian who stays undefeated. Blue Ridge sits on top of the 3A East. The 3A North belongs to Winslow right now. The 3A West is Mojave, who is undefeated, and Cal Prep's number one team in 3A. Paradise Honors is 3-1, and they are on top of the 3A Metro West. The 2A standings, 2A Little Colorado, Hopi sits on top because they are 1-0 in the region. See, this is how it's confusing. Pinon is 3-0 overall, but is behind Hopi in the rankings because Hopi played a region game and won it. The 2A Black Alchese is sitting above Pima in that region for the same reason. Bisbee leads the 2A San Pedro because they are 1-0 in the region. 2A Awafria is Kingman Academy. 2A Verde is Scottsdale Prep. 2A Salt is Chandler Prep. And the 2A Gila is Arizona Lutheran on top of that one. In the 1A standings, in the 1A North, El Capitan is on top there. In the 1A West, it's Salome. The 1A South is St. David. And the 1A East is Hayden. We are going to step away for another commercial break here on Overtime. When we come back, we'll announce this the first Ed Doherty Medallion winners of the season. And we'll jump into Eastern Arizona College athletics as well. Coming back right after this. Welcome back to Overtime. Lee Patterson with you as we jump into the first week of Ed Doherty Medallion winners. We read the watch list that was 148 people long, but the this week is the first week that medallions were handed out, and there was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people that were awarded medallions. I nominated 4 local athletes from games last week, and unfortunately none of them were chosen as a medallion winner this week, but here are the 6 that were chosen. Gage Baker, senior quarterback, Paradise Honors High School, completed 26 of 32 passes for 512 yards and 8 touchdowns in a 53-21 victory over Dysart. Nathan Bayes, a senior running back at Sandra Day O'Connor High School, had 214 yards on 20 carries and 6 touchdowns in a 55-21 win over Cactus. Daxon Hall, a senior running back at Higley, led a come-from-behind 29-24 victory over Marana by rushing for 305 yards and 4 touchdowns on 21 carries. Caden Luke, senior running back from CDO High School in Tucson, rushed for 241 yards and 3 touchdowns on just 12 carries and a 50-20 win over Desert View. Evan Tarasenko, senior quarterback from Northwest Christian High School, led his team to a 48-24 win over Prescott High on 19 of 26 passing for 324 yards and 5 touchdowns. And senior quarterback Damon Williams from Basha High School accounted for all 5 touchdowns in a 35-31 win over Saguaro. He completed 15 of 20 passes for 224 yards and 3 touchdowns. He rushed for 185 yards and 2 touchdowns on 17 carries. So those are the type of performances the committee is looking for to be nominated for a Ed Doherty medallion this year, which is gets you into the running to win the Arizona High School Heisman Award, which is called the Ed Doherty Award. So it is you've got to have a big night to be able to get nominated for that award. Jump over to Eastern Arizona College Athletics. The women's soccer game got rained out yesterday. The men's scrimmage got rained out yesterday as well. So as of right now, the 2023 men's soccer standings in the ACCAC, Eastern Arizona sits tied for second with Arizona Western College, 2-0-1 in the league. Phoenix College sits on top, 3-0. Overall, 5-0 for Phoenix College, 5-0-2 for Arizona Western, and 3-2-2 for Eastern Arizona College on the men's soccer side of things. Women's soccer, they are undefeated in the league. They are 3-0, tied for second with Phoenix College in the ACCAC. Arizona Western College is on top with 4-0 record. Overall, Eastern Arizona is 5-1-2. Phoenix College is undefeated at 6-0. And Arizona Western College is 5-1. Eastern Arizona College Volleyball is 11-5 on the season, 2-1 in the ACCAC. They swept Mesa on Monday night, 3-0, and it looks like a non-conference match because their conference record did not move after that one as well. So that is, they're playing well right now. That was an exciting match on Monday night. The little, you know, housekeeping schedule this afternoon here on KATO, the Arizona Diamondbacks, who have 16 games left, are hanging on to the final wild card spot right now. They play the New York Mets at 4 o'clock this afternoon here on KATO. Then Friday night, we've got Safford versus Sabino for our Friday night game of the week. On Saturday, we will have ASU football. Sunday, we will have Cardinals football as well, as their home against the Giants. Recap of Sunday's Cardinals game. The offense was about what I expected with a quarterback who had only thrown 2 career NFL touchdowns. That number still sits at 2 as well after that game. The defense was much better for the Cardinals than I expected, and they kept them in the game. The Cardinals actually had a chance to win that game against the Commanders on Sunday, and I didn't think they were going to be in the game at all. They were in the game. They had a chance because of the defense. The Giants looked just as bad on Sunday Night Football against the Cowboys. So you're saying there's a chance? Maybe the Cardinals' offense is going to have to score, obviously. They announced that they will stick with Josh Dobbs at quarterback on Sunday against the Giants. I think Clayton Tune, the rookie, gets in there sooner than rather than later. And I think we talked about it last week. In my opinion, the best quarterback option was Colt McCoy, who they let go right before the season started as well. So, I don't know. Interesting. I've got another couple of these little-known legends of sports before we get out of here on a rainy Wednesday afternoon. Well, the last two were pretty interesting. I've got 3 of them that we'll read through today. What is the longest home run trot in Major League Baseball history? No official records have been kept, of course, but the record probably belongs to Hall of Famer Zach Wheat, who played left field for the Brooklyn Dodgers from 1909 until 1926 and still holds team records for lifetime hits. Wheat was literally on his last legs at the end of the 1926 season when a chronically sore heel prevented him from playing, but he was asked to pinch hit in an extra inning game against the Cardinals in Ebbets Field. Wheat responded with a long drive to right that cleared the wall as he raced to first, but his running caused a muscle pull and he hobbled into second base and proceeded to collapse onto the second base bag. Time was called as players and umpires gathered around him, but Wheat finally managed to rise to his feet and slowly limped home. Zach Wheat's painful home run trot had taken more than 5 minutes, earning it a mention as a little-known legend of sports. One more, maybe two more. If you're a baseball fan, you should probably know that a left-handed pitcher is known as a southpaw, but you might not know the origin of the term. It turns out it dates to the end of the 19th century, when many of the early ballparks were designed so that home plate was geographically facing the east. The reason behind the design was simple enough. Since all the games back then were played during the day, as the sun began to set in the late afternoon, it would drop behind the batter, and he wouldn't have to have it shining directly into his eyes from the outfield. This design also meant that the pitcher was throwing in a westerly direction, and a left-handed pitcher was literally throwing from the south side of the mound. For that reason, sport writers and fans began to call these left-handed pitchers southpaws. Though no one is exactly sure who first coined the term southpaw, how it became used is a little-known legend of sports. One more. This is a football one. The American Football League merged with the NFL back in 1970, but did you know that a different kind of merger happened in pro football during World War II? There was a shortage of able-bodied men at the time, and some of the NFL's teams suspended operations until after the war, but the Pittsburgh Steelers took a more novel approach. They actually merged with two different teams in separate seasons. In 1943, the Steelers merged their roster with the Philadelphia Eagles and formed the Steagles, and the team split its home games between the two cities while compiling a respectable 5-4-1 record. In 1944, Pittsburgh merged with the Chicago Cardinals and formed the Card Pits. But this turned out to be not good, as the squad lost all 10 of its games and was outscored 328-109. These mergers did help keep the NFL afloat during a difficult time, and for that reason, they qualify as a little-known legend of sports. So you're telling me even back in 44, when the Cardinals were in Chicago, nobody wanted to merge with them. That is, that's no good. I had a note that somebody said they missed the Cal Prep's predictions on the game. The four that I read, Cal Preps predicts Pima to beat St. John's 50-0 with greater than 99% accuracy. They predict Safford to beat Sabino 35-31 with 60% accuracy. They predict Morenci to beat Blue Ridge 31-13 with 87% accuracy. And they predict Wilcox to beat American Leadership Academy Anthem South 56-0 with greater than 99% accuracy. And they predict Yuma Catholic to beat Thatcher 28-6 with 92% accuracy on those. CalPreps.com. It's a great website. It really is. We're out of time. We will talk to you next Wednesday. Actually, we'll talk to you on Friday night from Safford High School. Safford and Sabino. Should be a good one. See you then.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Now, if you'll excuse me.
Goodbye.
Good night.
Signing off.
Come to bed now.
Okay.